Many listeners have questions about what abortion rights in Indiana will look like going forward. And now that Republican lawmakers have unveiled their proposed bill, we're starting to get potential answers. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith talks with a legal expert to answer some of the most common questions we've received.
A lot of people asked how mailed abortion pills are treated under the bill. IU law professor Jody Madeira says the bill doesn't allow someone to access abortion-inducing drugs through the mail. However,
this bill's provisions are fairly unenforceable, I would say, unless they open the mail of every woman in the state, because these pills are not going to come in envelopes that say abortion pills inside, you know, do not look state authorities.
Madeira says the bill in general lacks enforcement mechanisms that other states with abortion bans have included.
For example, Texas has that civil bounty system where you can report others for aiding and abetting. There's no similar provisions in this bill. It also exempts physicians from much of the criminal activity that they would face in other states.
Madeira says the bill does ensure in vitro fertilization and the morning after pill, Plan B, are still legal, but she says it could be clearer on allowing treatment of miscarriages and ectopic pregnancies. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.